This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're doing our final discussion night on self-esteem. We've talked about a manner of different things. Last week we covered building a positive self-esteem and how to find out the original things, the unique things about ourselves and building our strengths. We're wanting to continue that tonight, looking at some of the positive activities that you can do to work out what your strengths are and really build that up.
Okay, yeah, so your self-esteem, as we discussed, is like your core, it's your strength. So you've got to find out who you are. And when you're a young person, you don't always actually know who you are. I mean, it's a lifelong process that we're working on, and, you know, you build things into your life and things grow. But in the teen years, it's more like a process of discovery, really.
Mm.
So, you know, you can try all sorts of things. Some people, it might be going to a movie, some might be a walk along the beach, some might be a surf. You know, there's so many different things. You know, my daughter, she's lots of fun. You know, she likes the jobs where she can dance and sing at the same time. So if I say, honey, you can mop, she's happy because she'll put a radio on and dance away. You know, so some it's just have a good dance. And, you know, one of the things I talk to the kids in my office about is, you know, what's an ideal weekend for you? And one kid might go, well, it was so great. I didn't have to do anything. I could just create all weekend. I painted and I drew. You know, I might have another one go, well, I played soccer and then I went and had a surf and then went for a run. And
that's,
you know,
the active, really physical one.
And some it just might be, well, I had a bit of a mix of seeing people and then I relaxed. And then, you know, like, it can be different for everyone. And so part of the process for teens is finding those activities that make them feel good. Because when you're feeling not so good, if you've got them, it's a bit like having them in a storehouse. If you know what you love to do that make you feel better about yourself and about life, you can pull them out and go, actually, I think I'll go for a walk. I'm not feeling so good. Or I need to get out of the house and go for a run. Or, you know, They can be tools in your toolbox to equip you for life. You know, that can go on into your adult years. I love to go for a walk. You know, I just need to get out of the house. I go for a walk. I feel better about life.
And you start to know the triggers. And you know the triggers when you're feeling down, and you know the way to help yourself build back up again. And it is a lifelong process. And Each week you can have a range of different emotions. And especially in that teen kind of age of life, like we've said over previous weeks, it's like everything is highlighted and heightened to an entire different degree. The smallest moments can mean the biggest thing, and it's nice to have those little rest moments and things, you know, that are going to help you recover from those what seem like really epic moments in the course of your week. And one of the things we wanted to talk about too is the importance of purpose in building into your self-esteem as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, the happiest people that walk the planet are the ones that have a sense of purpose. You know, every day I get up and think, I want to make teenagers' lives better in my job.
Well, you're in the right job then. It was nice to know.
I just love young people. You know, I love teenagers. So I enjoy my job. I enjoy being at home with my kids and their friends. I enjoy the youth at church. I enjoy talking about them on radio. So that's, you know, I feel like that's my purpose because I just love them. You know, for me, that's one sense of purpose. For someone else, it's a different thing. And, you know, trying to work out some sense of purpose is really good for teenagers. Now, one of the things they struggle with, because every single person just about asks them, what are you going to do when you leave school? They all go, oh, I don't know.
And you have no idea. I can tell you now, I'm still trying to work out what I want to do with my life and what I see myself doing in the next 5 years. And I finished school years ago. So it's a continuing thing.
And I often say to the kids, look, I don't know where I'll be in 5 years' time. And that's normal. But the thing is, just having, you know, it might be a weekly goal, a yearly goal. You know, I have some beautiful young people that, you know, struggle in school, and they do, you know, they might have a learning difficulty, they want to be a teacher, they want to be a nurse, but they think, okay, I want to get into university. So they work so hard, they get tutoring, you know, they're inspirational, but they've set a goal that's said, this is going to be something that I want to achieve. So setting goals is a really good thing. One other thing that's a great thing is to, you know, make a dream board. This is great for the creative kids, you know, creative teens, is to get a big piece of cardboard, get, you know, lots of magazines, cut them up, put where you are now in your life, and that can include friends, your horse, whatever you have going on in your world, school, and then where you might like to be in 5 years' time. And it's amazing when you start that, the creative juices start happening, and it just gives you a sense of purpose. And the other thing about purpose is that life is not just about us. So when you have outward-looking eyes, when you think, how can I help someone else, it makes you come alive. And it can be the simplest thing. You know, in our school, they have a missions trip to the North.
Northern Territory.
In some schools, they go to Cambodia. Some, they go to Africa. It might be as simple as raising money for some orphans in Africa. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be helping the kid who always sits alone at school. Just have that sense of looking outwardly, and that makes you feel better about life. It makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, because not only are you giving to everyone around you, but I went on a missions trip last year, I think it was, to Africa, and you kind of learn your place in the grand scheme of things in a way. Like, obviously not completely, but you just see yourself in the way you can have a contribution and give something to the world around you, and you sort of see the world in a bigger way and a bigger picture of it and how you fit into that. And honestly, I know that we helped the lives of the people that we visited and that we did stuff for, but I felt so built up too, because it encourages your self-esteem and builds your self-esteem to know that you have a part to play and that you can do it, that you have this contribution as well.
Absolutely. We all need to feel that we can contribute, and that's part of self-esteem. So if you just sit on your butt in front of the television every weekend, it becomes very empty. You need to feel, and it could be coaching a soccer team if you love sport. It could be umpiring to help some little kids. Look, it doesn't matter what it is, where your strengths are, where you're at, but just try and make a difference somewhere in your community, in your immediate world, you know, daily things. And, you know, start dreaming, start setting plans, start setting goals. It's the best thing when I see the kids in my office going, I think I want to work out what I want to do. And I just go, yay. Because I know once they get a sense of purpose, it's much easier to apply yourself at school when you have a dream. It's much easier to feel positive about life when you feel you have a sense of direction. So that is one of the keys to a good self-esteem.
Wendy, thank you so much. We will catch you next week for the forum. If you have any thoughts of what you want us to talk about, if you've got something you'd like Wendy to answer or cover, let us know, facebook.com/hopenights. Wendy, thank you again.
Thanks, Laura.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.